Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion, and as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. This is For Liberty. I am your host, Nick, here on Revolution Radio at revolution.radio, iTunes, Zeno.fm, TuneIn, Roku TV, and a whole bunch of others that I don't ever remember because I never write them down. And be sure to go to the homepage, check out the chat room, hit that little join button underneath the chat window, get yourself an account on Element, get into the Revolution Radio chat room, and start tossing ideas around with everybody else. Argue with them. Make a point, make no point, whatever. Just put something in the chat room, let everybody know you're there. And also check out the advertising spot. Excuse me. If you see something you like, pick it up. I know that myself and my compatriots, we like Extendivite that's advertised on there. And if you got something for sale, pick up an advertising spot for yourself. It's pretty cheap compared to everywhere else. And either way, helps keep us on the air. And also, as always, if you got some change burning a hole in your pocket, you find it under the seat of your car, between the cushions of your couch, under your bed, or if you happen to have the misfortune of walking down the streets of, oh, I don't know, let's see, let's pick on Pennsylvania today. So if you find yourself walking down the streets of Philadelphia, please use a hazmat suit, pick that thing up off the ground, disinfect it, sterilize it, burn it with a blowtorch, whatever you got to do to clean it up, and hit that donation button up at the top of the page because we are 100% listener supported and we need all the help we can get to keep us on the air. And I am joined once again by my partner in crime, Miss Wendy Granada Forum, who is still stuck behind the Iron Curtain in the Constitution Free Zone known as the People's Republic of California.
Thank you very much.
So I was picking up on a couple of things over the last few days, especially. I mean, it's been rapid fire, everything that's coming with us.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever heard anybody say this yet. And it's about the Durham report. Now, everybody's jumping all over the Durham report like it's the holy grail. This is the one that's going to get Joe Biden in trouble and we're going to convict him. Well, if the report is so damning, if it has that much evidence in it, and by the way, this was from an article in the opinion section of the Epoch Times, and I read through it and I just was like, wait a minute, that actually, the little light bulb goes on. It's like, if that thing is really that damning, how come nobody is getting convicted? How come there's no charges being filed? Okay, no prosecutions. Nobody's being held accountable. It's like they just come up and say, well, here you go, and everybody's guilty. It's like, okay, well, now what? Well, nothing. Typical Washington, D.C. theatrics. I mean, we never see anybody getting held accountable for anything. And my senator last year, when I questioned him on it, I'm holding people accountable. I don't see anybody going to jail. If Joe Biden has committed so many crimes, why is he even president of the United States, number one? Why is Hunter Biden still walking free? If for nothing at all, he's peddling influence, He's selling, his dad's vice presidency, and, he's getting money and they're making themselves rich. I don't even care about that. I don't even care for the fact that Hunter Biden smoked crack. I mean, whatever. That's his health, not mine. But what most people would get put in jail for, or at the very least be given a very stiff fine or, whatever the penalty would be for it. Hunter Biden lied when he filled out a form 4473 to buy a handgun. He lied on it, which is a felony charge. It's a federal felony to lie on a 4473. He lied on it, and yet he's still walking around free. Okay, now why is that? So, the article that by a guy named Jeff Carlson, there is no recommendation for prosecution. There's no recommendation for anybody in D.C. getting in trouble. They never do. It's all dog and pony. How much theatrics can we raise? Let's get the senators and the congressmen out there to start screaming and hollering and pointing fingers. Marjorie Taylor Greene will definitely have something to say about it. Or AOC on the other side of the aisle, she'll have something to say about something, and she doesn't really understand what she's talking about, but she'll say it anyway. But nobody ever gets tossed in the clink. Somebody please explain that to me.
I think this, I hate to say this, Nick, but when this is just me, it kind of really started with kind of Bush Senior a little bit, but when the Clintons got in and nothing would ever happen to them, and then you had Bush Jr., and then you had Barack Obama, and then you had Hillary, who did all those crimes. They said she did this, she did this, she did this, and they never convicted her. Yeah. That was like the camel's back. And also, too, Bill never, I remember they had Bill up for impeachment, and Trautwant said, even if he's got the gun in his hand, we're not going to convict him. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. You've got these people, and you're not going to – even if he's got – this was Trautwant, and a few months later, or somebody talks much later, they got rid of Trautwant for something.
Yeah, whatever that was. I don't
whatever,
remember.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though, and look at how they distorted that entire thing. It wasn't even what he did. And I'll get to that part in a second, but it was all the media spin and all the far left lunatics that are out there. He had sex with an intern. So what? She was old enough. Blah. It was, you know, the sex with the intern, the sex with the intern. The sex with the intern wasn't even the issue. You know, I don't care if Bill Clinton likes to use fat interns as humidors. I don't care. Okay? The problem was he lied to a grand jury.
That's right.
And never was held accountable for it. And then I think a few people started going like, wait a minute, what's going on in D.C.? And it's just become so much more brazen since then. They've got Hunter Biden down cold with that stupid laptop, with all the photographs on it, with him and his, what was she, like, 10-year-old niece or whatever age she was. You know, he's in there smoking crack, doing, you know, all the stuff he did. Plus, they know for a fact that he was selling influence. He was money laundering for his dad and all the rest of it. And whatever. If I went to a gun store and I put down on there that I was, you know, some lie, you know, they're ATF is out there busting people for, and I'm not talking about just the people that fill out the forms to buy a firearm, but the store owners, you know, the FFL people, well, they're busting them because an I wasn't dotted correctly or a T wasn't crossed right or whatever it is, you know, some like little minute detail that doesn't mean anything. They're taking away people's firearms dealers' licenses. They're arresting people and putting them in jail, trying to get them convicted on felony charges for all this kind of stuff. Hunter Biden is still out there walking around free when everybody knows he lied on this form. I couldn't do it. I'd be in jail, or at the very least, I'd be homeless because it'd cost me everything I had just to, you know, to fight that in court.
Yeah.
So when this guy from the Epic Times, Mr. Carlson there, writes a story, he's absolutely correct when you think about it. It's like, yeah, here's the Durham report. Here's the list of all the crap that went on. But nobody's getting in trouble in Washington, D.C. Nobody ever does.
No. It's, it doesn't happen. Listen to me. When 2008, and they did all these crimes, Goldman and Sachs, nobody went to jail. Now, they threw Martha Stewart in jail because she sold her own stock, not anyone else's, but she sold her own stock. They put her in jail for like, 18 months or a year and a half with good behavior in some farm for women. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? These people, Broski and Milken, I think one of them went to jail, but for like 2 years or at a farm, and then he got out. He started doing it again, and he's never stopped.
Yeah, and it was.
He stole $1 billion, $1 billion, and he got 18 months. Are you kidding me, Nick? And then he got out, and he broke his probation. And he's still doing it to this day.
Well, and think about this. Think about this too. Remember the guy from FTX, the guy down in the Bahamas. I can never remember the guy's name.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So they were pumping money. Our government was pumping money over to Ukraine for, you know, whatever reasons. Zelensky, being the little puppet that he is, was funneling it into this crypto investment scam.
Yeah.
And that money was being funneled back into the Democrat Party. They've already proved that. They've got the list and the paperwork to prove it. Okay, these Democrats are getting all this. Well, this guy goes to prison. This guy gets busted. He goes to jail for fraud and wire fraud and all the rest of it. What about the people in D.C. that were getting the money? What happened to them?
Right.
Nothing. They threw that guy under the bus as fast as possible and still walked away with a whole shitload of cash.
It's bad.
What about Barack Obama? The guy sends how many pieces of I don't even remember the number, but he sent all these firearms down to Mexico cartels during Operation Fast and Furious, They've been finding those weapons up here in the United States. They found them in Chicago, some of them. And it's like, okay, well, where does Barack Obama bear responsibility? They won't touch that guy with a 10-foot pole for anything.
No.
Okay, and this is what I'm sick of. Anthony Fauci, mass murderer Anthony Fauci, still out there after he killed a whole bunch of people during the AIDS epidemic with the AZT and stuff that he was pushing. Then it came up to the COVID thing, and he was pushing the crappy vaccine that really wasn't a vaccine. Plus, he was pushing remdesivir. He was pushing the masking and all the rest of it, even though he says he wasn't pushing it. I never mandated anything to anybody. You know, whatever. That little pipsqueak. I'd like to pop his head like a pimple. How come he's not being held accountable for funding, sending money over to the Wuhan and funding gain-of-function research, even though he says he didn't do it? Well, or anybody else in the NIH that was funding it? What about all the bioweapons labs over in Ukraine that the government's been funding? How come nobody's – I am absolutely effing – I swear to God I'm going to drop it. Like about 1,000 F-bombs here in about 2 seconds. Why the hell are these people still walking free?
Why is
nobody in Washington, D.C. ever held accountable? I don't give a shit what my senator told me to my face. Okay? He is not holding anybody accountable. He's still doing the dog and pony show. You know, and I don't hate my senator. I think he's actually pretty decent guy. You know, Ron Johnson. I think he's a decent guy. I just think – it's like, look, if you're going to tell me you're going to hold them accountable, then you better do it.
Right.
I can get a ticket for spitting on the sidewalk, okay? And you can't bust these people for killing how many millions of people? For funneling, getting rich off the taxpayer dime through a global money laundering scheme that if I pay something out of order, then I get to go to – Dinesh D'Souza gets put in prison because he screwed up doing some donation to some campaign. I don't remember what it was exactly. But they said he made an illegal campaign contribution, then they put him in prison.
What about under the Clintons with all the China, all the Los Alamos, and no one went to jail for that? Louis Tree?
How come they didn't go to jail for stealing $5 billion in Haitian aid money?
Oh, yeah. Right. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, where the – I swear to God, I'm going to drop an F-bomb. Where the F are our goddamn law enforcement, our politicians? Where are the righteous ones who are – you know, the good ones who are supposed to be handling this shit? And yet all we ever see is no accountability, even though, oh, no, we're holding them accountable. No, you're really not.
No.
Okay, I absolutely detest – Washington, D.C. And this is kind of why I'm hoping Trump gets back in. And I hope he's pissed. And I mean, I hope he's really pissed off. I mean, I'm not 100% with the guy. He still thinks the vaccines are the greatest thing since sliced bread. And he's got a few other issues, you know, that he did that didn't sit well with me. But at least he had our economy going pretty good. And he understood that business end of everything. But I hope that if he gets in again, that he's so pissed off that he really does start going after some of these people. And he gets a decent attorney general to go along with him, too. Don't put Bill Barr back in there because that guy's a mess. Like Jared Barry.
All I know is
– it's all a big club and we're not in it.
You're right. It's just these – you know – even during 2008 with all the Wall Street, they were selling all the derivatives, shortening things, screwing people out of money. No one went to jail. I'm just like, this is what I can tell you, Nick. It's like under the Bush administration, which he was been president for 4 years, the Clinton, then after the Clintons came Bush Jr., we had 9/11. No one ever went to jail for that one either. That's,
Well, think about this. Think about this one in the 2008 meltdown, economic meltdown that we had.
Right.
They were bundling all these worthless mortgages together into it. Like they had these in bundles. Now, if I remember how the story went correct, if I'm right in it, They had them in bundles. Everything that was in that, all the mortgages in that bundle were absolutely worthless. But because they were in a bundle, then they were worth something. Okay, that's how they tried to justify what the banks were doing. And they couldn't sustain it. And then they completely collapsed. It was a massive fraud on part of the banking, the investment banks, which had at that point, because Glass-Steagall got removed under Bill Clinton, which was a damn mistake.
Right.
And that's something that Donald Trump should have reinstated Glass-Steagall, but he didn't do it.
Right.
But when they did that, then they could commingle the investment money with your savings account money. So they were ripping you off while they were playing what Ron Paul termed as a moral hazard, which means there's no consequences to what they do because it's not their money. So when that whole thing collapsed, what did they do? They sent Hank Paulson over to the White House to speak with W, and you're basically, $700 billion later, it's like, here you go, you're bailed out and everybody's happy and the economy is saved. Yeah, and I actually met the guy who engineered that, Mr. Neil Cash Carey, who's now president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Branch.
Right.
Scumbag extraordinaire.
Right.
So, and what? Who was held accountable for the fraud? Nobody.
Nobody.
Absolutely effing nobody.
Nobody.
Okay, but they will show up. If I go out and I go to a gun store and I buy, say, three guns, it's like, okay, I like that little shotgun right there. I like that 223. Oh, by the way, I like that Beretta and whatever, and I buy them all at the same time. The ATF is going to show up at my doorstep to do an inspection check and make sure that I didn't straw purchase these things without any proof of any crime being committed at all. They're going to show up on my doorstep. There's video of them doing this, by the way, not at my house, but somebody else's. Of showing up and saying, we just want to make sure that no crime was committed. Really, you want to make sure no crime was committed? Why don't you go investigate effing Washington, D.C. for a change? Okay? And stay the hell out of my ass. Get off my property. Go away. Leave. Do you want us to come back with a warrant? Yes. Because otherwise, you ain't step. You otherwise, get off my property. Right, I'm so damn tired of these people. I'm tired of them pushing bullshit safety measures on us, to protect us from ourselves. I mean, some idiot in, what was it, in Portland, I think. Hold on, let me see if I can bring that up real quick. I think it was somebody in Portland. Some dumb idiot woman showed up to a town hall meeting or something wearing a space helmet because it's still pushing the COVID nonsense. That's how deranged they still got people. So they do that, then they blow all that crap out in the air. They're killing the farms. John Kerry just come out and basically said that farmers should go extinct. We don't need farms anymore. You're contributing too much to the global warming because you have a farm. Meanwhile, his yacht, which is parked down in Rhode Island, that doesn't burn up anything. Al Gore, the same thing. His house burns up enough electricity to power half of the town that I live in. It's got to get to a point where we have to stop being civil. I hate to say it. We have to stop being civil with them. We got to start calling them out. And, torches and pitchforks at this point. I'm so effing sick of these people. They're all controlled by George Soros or the WEF or the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, there was a move. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember who did it, but there was a move. I think it was in either Texas or Florida or something, where one of their politicians presented a bill to stop the Chinese from buying up land next to military bases. And the ACLU came in and tried to put a stop to it. Tells you everything you need to know about the ACLU. They're trying to tweak kids to make them think that they're trans when they're not. The parents are the ones who are being investigated by the FBI, not the people that are messing with these kids' heads. Look at what's going on in North Hollywood in California at the Sataquoia Elementary. They Gay Pride. How come Gay Pride gets an entire month and our military veterans get a day? Oh, by the way, speaking of, today is D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day back in 1944. So hats off to all the guys who were in there.
Oh my God! What a piece of history that is!
How come that wasn't broadcast all over the place today? I didn't hear.
Right. Well, listen. They could have mentioned it today. They don't. It's because it's. Listen to me. I saw a billboard that had President Lincoln, and they called him a liar. I go, what the hell? And to discredit. I mean, it's beyond words. We have a coup d'etat government right now, Nick, and it's completely out of control. And, you know, look, Hillary Clinton broke all these laws, and she's walking around. They went on TV, and they never prosecuted. Then how can you hold anyone else accountable if you're not going to hold her accountable? And she was Secretary of State. She had the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah, look at what she did with the Benghazi thing. You know,
right.
She screwed that one off
right.
completely to pieces.
Right. Right.
But we have as a government right now what Joseph McCarthy was warning us about back in the 1940s, and they drummed his ass out of the Senate. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Joseph McCarthy, he was running the House Un-American Activities Committee. No, he wasn't. He was in the Senate. Okay. Think about that. For people need to understand how the Congress is split up. But he was out there warning everybody of everything that's going on right now. You know, I'm sure he's probably spinning in his grave, and I know where his grave is.
They don't have the American for un-American activities anymore. They got rid of it.
No, they got rid of that a long time ago. They got rid of that back in the 40s.
Right. They got rid of that on the House. Yeah,
because they said it was turning into a witch hunt, and essentially it was. I mean, I don't agree 100% with the tactics that were used. But I do agree with the sentiment. Okay? You can't let communists into our government. Unfortunately, most of our government is right now. They're in the school, like Nikita Khrushchev said back, I think it was in the 1950s, 50s or 60s, where he was at the UN and he was banging his shoe on the podium saying, we're going to be in your schools, we're going to be in your government. We're going to be every institution you have in your country, and we are going to take you over. Okay, well, maybe the Soviet Union didn't take us over, but the communists are here.
Yeah, George Soros is definitely here.
Yeah, how come all these people who are pushing communists are, like, extremely rich?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Isn't
it illegal to take a foreign person and take buses and send them all over throughout the United States into different states? Isn't that illegal?
I don't know. I know that Gavin Newsom is threatening to sue Ron DeSantis over it because he sent a bunch of illegals into California. But, I get it. I understand what DeSantis is doing. I understand what Abbott is doing out of Texas when he sends them up to Chicago and all that. I get it. You know, it's... You are the people who are screaming and hollering about having them here. Good. You get to deal with them. Okay. I get that sentiment. But it ain't right. What they should have been doing is, okay, you guys want to come? We're putting you on a plane and sending you back where you came from. You know, if Mexico wants to facilitate their movement up from the Mexican southern border up to the U.S., we're going to send them back into Mexico and say, here you go, Mexico. You deal with them. So, but they're not holding anybody accountable for the weakening of our borders. They're not holding anybody accountable for the amount of fentanyl that's coming into the country. They're just not doing it.
Are you ready for this? Let's say the drug dealer gets the fentanyl and he just says to a kid or says to someone, hey man, go down to the corner and look for the guy with the red hat, man. And, he's got some pink pants on as well. Red hat, pink pants. Yeah, don't worry. So he goes, hey, man, are you the guy in the red hat and the pink pants? Yeah, and your name is Luther? Yeah, I'm supposed to deliver this to you. Okay. Well, if that guy dies, if that guy dies, the kid gets accessory to murder, and the drug dealer, nothing happens to him. Now,
yeah.
Tell me that. How do you explain that one to me, Nick?
Well, explain to me how these drugs are getting in here anyway.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know?
Right. Well, listen, it's a joke.
How come we're not seeing, like, some of the... I mean, I know the cartels are muscling in. We already know that the governor of Arizona has been taking cartel money.
Yeah. Because
they've already proven that, even though that was a rigged election. I'm going to oversee my own election. Surprise, I win. But how come, you know, none of these people are... Again, who's being held accountable for any of this crap? They are killing this country. And don't get me wrong, I know that Canada's got their own problems with, you know, Blackface Castro up there, you know, who's running around going, we need to be more tolerant, except when it comes to people protesting me. England has got their own damn problems because they're doing the mass migration thing over in Europe as well, in the European Union. What an effing mistake that was. Oh, my God,
yeah.
The European Union, they wrecked every – you got this unelected body controlling the entire continent of Europe, if it's a continent. But they're controlling everything, and no country is sovereign in the European Union. It's like, you know, we're not taking it, and we're not going to do this, what you tell us. It's like, you don't got a choice. This is why they had the Brexit vote, and unfortunately, they got a – bunch of pussy-ass people in their parliament, plus their prime minister. Well, yeah, you know, we got Brexit, but, you know, we're kind of not going to leave. You know, they were planning on putting the North American Union together. They had the trans, what do they call that? The Trans-Texas Corridor that went from Mexico to Canada. You know, a series of highways. They actually were starting to block off a lot of the exits on the highway to make this one super highway that went up and down the central part of the United States to get people in and out, or, you know, whatever it was, or their drugs or whatever it is that they were pushing. Texas stopped it for a time, but I don't know what the status of it is. I think it's kind of a dead issue. But they were planning on putting U.S. and Canada and Mexico in the North American Union and making this currency called the Amero, which would be like the euro. But then it never happened, thank God. But then we had W, who came up with the what was that treaty between all three of us?
Between NAFTA Canada and GATT.
Yeah, NAFTA and GATT. Yeah.
Oh, that, listen, that was the biggest. That what Bill Clinton, they said, we don't want it, we don't want it. He signed it. People letters called their congressman. They said, we don't want it, we don't want it. He signed it in. It was one of the biggest mistakes. It hurt America so bad. Thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs across the border.
I can't imagine why. Because you got to if they put us on a North American Union currency like the euro is in Europe, the United States economy had nowhere to go but at that point but down.
Right.
Okay. The Mexican economy is what it is. I mean, their pesos are worth, like, they're less than toilet paper, I think. You know, I don't know what the exchange rate is now. I haven't looked at it for a long time. But when this was being floated around, it was well over 1,000 pesos to a dollar. Okay, Canada, you know, their economy's always been pretty good anyway, but, you know, it would have kind of evened out. But it would have really hurt the U.S. economy, and everybody's trying to figure out what the value of the damn Amero is. You know, and it's like all you ever see come out of Washington, D.C. is how fast can we destroy this country? You know, screw the Constitution, screw your rights. I mean, we even heard politicians saying that, you know, politicians who don't know the Constitution anyway. When I hear a politician come in Washington, D.C. sitting there going like, well, the Constitution doesn't say we can't do it, so it automatically means that we can. And by the way, that was an actual quote from some congressman in D.C., and I don't remember who it was because it was over 20 years ago. But when they say something like that, it means you didn't read the Constitution, because the Constitution expressly says that you can't do it. Okay, read the 9th and 10th Amendments sometimes, but they don't want to do that. But until I see some of these jackholes in Washington, D.C., who have been decimating our education system, decimating our economy, getting themselves rich by allowing themselves to do insider trading, poisoning everybody, poisoning the air, the food, the water, everything else.
No one goes to jail for the chemtrails. Trillions or billions of dollars, yeah.
Yeah, you can't take a piss in this country without a permit from the government, practically. Okay? So until I start seeing some of these people dragged away in shackles, I'm not saying, finally people are being held accountable. Because no, they're not.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. You'll get somebody who's farther down on the food chain in D.C. They'll throw them under the bus occasionally and then go, hey, look, America, we're actually doing something. James Comey is out doing a book tour right now.
Did he kill all kinds of people during COVID?
Well, James Comey was the director of the FBI.
I got the wrong one.
Yeah, it lied about the Steele dossier and the Russian.
Right, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
He's out doing a book tour right now.
I thought it was awesome.
I don't remember. I think it was maybe in Alabama or something. I don't remember. But Laura Loomer happened to be there, and she got up and just started yelling at the guy. It was, a crowd, this theater. And he's out there talking about, I'm really kind of a good guy. Let me pat myself on the back, and everything is really wonderful. And she got up and started screaming at the guy and calling him a criminal and all this other stuff. He got up and walked out. He had to leave because she wouldn't stop. I take my hat off to Laura Loomer for that one. I mean, I like her anyway, but it was great to watch her do that. But how come James Comey, isn't going to jail for pushing the fake Steele dossier? Why isn't Adam Schiff?
First of all, anybody who was involved with that, the Congress, that those people, that Chucky Schumer and all them, they sat there and said they have all this evidence. They've got all this evidence. There was no evidence.
No, there never was.
There was no evidence. They lied. So, I mean, how can they possibly walk around?
Adam Schiff, during one of his committee, I think he was on the Intelligence Committee or the Justice Committee, whichever one it was, he was talking about the phone call that Donald Trump had made. Okay, and they had the transcripts of the phone call, and he lied blatantly while he was chairman. He lied blatantly about what was in that phone call. I mean, he was making stuff up the top of his head. He's still in Congress.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And so I'm like, okay, you know what? Did you ever see that movie, Escape from New York?
Yeah.
With Kurt Russell? Okay, there was a scene in there where they put him in a ring with this other big, gigantic dude, and they had to fight it out, and they gave Kurt Russell's character, Snake Plissken, this baseball bat with these nails stuck through it. Okay, I want one of those, and I want to go to Washington, D.C., and just basically, this is how I feel about these people right now. And just I'm going to Snake Plissken you unless you start doing right, or I'm going to Snake Plissken you if you don't quit right now. Okay, you're going to walk out of here with a bat stuck to the side of your head. Okay, I cannot stand these people anymore. Okay, I cannot stand them forcing this shot on us. But we really weren't mandating it, but, you're never going to get to have a life if you don't take it. I'm sick of them.
It's against Nuremberg law and Nuremberg code to force vaccines because that's what the Nazis did. Yeah. Yet no one goes to jail for this. No one.
Here's the thing, too. I got to play this. I got to play this clip. This is from Project Veritas, which I haven't been paying that much attention to since they got rid of James O'Keefe. But this was actually actually pretty good. This is a whole bunch of these teachers in the education center or school board or whatever the hell it is, talking about what they're doing. I guarantee you none of these teachers are going to get held accountable for this either. Okay, unbelievable what they're saying. And if you think that that whole alphabet soup agenda that they're pushing in the school is being is organic and it's all free love and all this stuff. Yeah, listen to this. Hold on, I gotta get my gear set up. Here we go.
There's a lot of opportunity for kids to have to go on hormone blockers. That was the class that I was like, let's watch some Dread. Let's talk about it. Let's have fun.
You can just be, I don't want to use the word insidious. The word I want to use is just quietly disruptive. Write a math sheet and put a picture of someone on there who's like, you know, a non-binary maybe looking kind of person.
Welcome to the 8th annual LGB Teach Forum hosted by Ed Camp Long Island at Jericho High School in Jericho, New York. Nearly 200 educators, administrators, and students across New York State attended. There, they broke out into classrooms and discussed how to strategically incorporate gender-based ideology into lesson planning. Here's special education teacher Cynthia Klo from the Albany School District.
You can just be, I don't want to use the word insidious. The word I want to use is just quietly disruptive, you know, as a classroom teacher in your buildings, you put your little rainbow sticker up. I'm not saying everybody come out and be like, ooh, guess what? You don't have to do all that. You can just do it on a quiet little, a book you read, the language you use in your classroom, the opening of your kids' minds to other opportunities, to other pathways, to just letting your kids know that your classroom is a safe space. Even those things, I mean, you could read, you know, Johnny Has Two Mommies if you want to. You could read on the book reading day, it's like February 2nd, you could read the jazz story. Or have, you know, your drag queens come in and read the jazz story if you want to. Or you could just quietly read books, dude. Don't even bring attention to them. You know, if you're writing a math sheet, write a math sheet and put a picture of someone on there who's like, you know, a non-binary, maybe looking kind of person.
That's Michael Smith, a world languages teacher of Long Island, one of assistant superintendent David Casamento's teachers who works in the East Meadow School District.
You know, I decide to come in with makeup and bigger shoulder pads. Am I really doing drag? Am I just being me? You know, where does the line fall? So I think that construction of it really be as simple as saying, hey, we're going to read a book from Dr. Seuss, and here's a quote from Martin Luther King, and here's a quote from RuPaul, and here's a, and just having like little kind of drops of exposure to somebody's upbringing. I mean, that's what settles into our psyche as what normalcy is, right? More exposure. And people that have extreme culture shock are people that are isolated and aren't exposed to somebody who's different. You grow up in New York, you see, you know, you walk down the street, you see 74 different kinds of people all the time.
I remember the first time I went swimming after my top surgery. It was awesome. And I never swam before that. I never went to the beach. So there's things I would choose to not do in navigating my situation so that it felt most comfortable to me. And I was working very physical jobs at that time. I spent about 6 years saving up for my top surgery because it wasn't covered by health insurance back then, and finding and working physical jobs, saving money, traveling for surgery. I traveled to San Francisco, and there were a lot of barriers at the time, which is why I'm so grateful with Northwell Health and the development of health systems on Long Island. It's so encouraging to see the change that we're kind of in the middle of that change. We're in that period of history where things are progressing.
And so one of the courses that I was teaching was reaching out to our gay and transgender students. And like, you know, these kids coming up to me, like, I just want to share with you that I, you know, I identify as trans. And like, I really prefer this, but please don't tell home. And they're like, I didn't realize how many kids were like this. So those are like the subtle things that I think make the ripples that make waves. Because that was the class that I was like, let's watch some Dread, let's talk about it, let's have fun. But the people that do teach, it's great. It's a teacher education institute, and they have reaching out to our gay transgender students. It's affordable. Pretty mobile hormone blockers as well. So if somebody's really indifferent about their identity and where they are, and growing up, there's a lot of opportunity for kids that have to go on hormone blockers, which would, it would sort of pause their development, so that they have time for them to maybe have a few extra years to kind of think about where they want to go. Because the longer that you go through adolescence and puberty, the less you can do if that child really does identify as transgender and wants to be able to go a different avenue. Being able to do that's a great conversation. If that student develops some autonomy and wants to be able to make a big decision about whether it's surgery or going on hormones or whatnot, that transition could be a little bit more challenging than if they were able to have that validation earlier on. The roster always says their birth names. So when I call that student by their first name, it's the name that they want. But if I have to call home, I have to use she, her pronouns and use that student's assigned name.
So, and it, did this student bring up blockers to you?
Oh, yeah.
We have more to come from Ed Camp Long Island, specifically from the event organizers themselves. Stay tuned.
Even on that.
What was missing from that discussion? Okay, now remember, these are teachers. They're teaching in a public school. They're getting paid so that your kids actually learn something. What was missing from this entire discussion? I didn't hear anything about reading, writing, math, science.
Nothing.
Okay, and granted, this was probably some the meetings that they were having was probably, how can we warp your kids? You know, one of those kind of meetings. But why are these people still teaching? That's what I want to know.
Listen, I wouldn't have my kid go to the school. I would have pulled my kid, told the principal to take a hike. I'm not sending my kid back, so you're not getting any money from me.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Well, look what's going on in North Hollywood at the Sadakoya Elementary School. I mean, with the people that are protesting and counter-protesting the whole Pride thing over there. You know, the parents are out there like, leave our kids alone, just let them be kids and teach them how to do the three R's. You're just transphobic and homophobic, and they had the people who were waving the pride flags were coming over and trying to start fights. The cops were getting in. I know I saw some of the videos that were being posted, and our friend Dave Hernandez was out there, you know, shooting a bunch of stuff as well.
Wow.
But they're out there just like they're making this into a big thing. They're not teaching kids. But yet these people are somehow still have teaching credentials. When all they're talking about is transitioning the kids into school, listen to what that one teacher said. I can't call their home and say anything to their parents. Well, why not?
Why not? You're the teacher. What do you mean you can't call the home?
Well, but it's more like, you know, the parents are the ones who should be involved in this. You know, if their kid is really that messed up, you know, and is having those feelings, the parents are the ones who need to be involved, not the teacher. The teachers are not supposed to be the parents to the kids. But that's where everything got flipped around, where the state is now the parents to the kids. Remember Hillary Clinton, "It Takes a Village." You know, that stupid book that she wrote. Or Melissa, what was her name? Melissa Harris Perry, I think. She was that idiot on MSNBC who used to wear tampons as earrings. You know, how we have to stop thinking about kids as belonging to the parents and start thinking about how they belong to whole communities. No, that's not how that works.
That's a very communist ideal.
That's not how that works.
This is unbelievable. Listen, I had a friend of mine. She ended up pulling two of her kids. Literally, like, just she pulled the last one out of LA Unified because it was just so bad. It was just pathetic.
Yeah, like I was saying on the morning show today, there's somebody should go over there. You know, I'm not in North Hollywood right now. Otherwise, if I was there, I would be doing this because this wasn't actually too far from where I used to live. Set up a table about homeschooling. There are programs out there to homeschool your kids that have been used for almost 100 years. The kids are coming out smarter than anything coming out of public school.
Yeah, well, they're not teaching in public school. They don't teach the kids. Listen, it was in Baltimore, Maryland, the elementary, junior high, high school. The one person passed the math test. Not one.
They had, were
you living in Wisconsin, the reading, no one passed reading or English?
No, it was, well, what Dr. Duke Pesta said, I actually was planning on playing that tonight a little bit.
Okay.
When they did an evaluation of the public school systems in Wisconsin, you know, the big cities here, Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay.
Yeah.
The kids were coming out there at reading at grade level. 6% of the kids could do it.
That's nothing.
Okay. That's pathetic is what that is. I met Dr. Pesta about, I want to say 5 years ago when he was giving his lecture on Common Core. And I recorded him back then and I posted it up on YouTube and everything like that. Of course I got copyright struck for it because of some of the clips that he uses, but whatever, I don't care. That wasn't my point of me putting it up there was so people would see it. And he talked about how bad Common Core was when he gave this lecture. He goes, you know, it was almost like when you saw him do the Common Core one, it was like, it can't get any worse than this. Well, he did this lecture, the one I saw 2 weeks ago, and was like, it's worse. You wouldn't think it could get worse, but it got worse. And yet nobody in the Department of Education is being held accountable on the local, state, or federal levels. Now, here in Wisconsin, we got some pretty good gains. We overturned a bunch of school boards, and some of the people that are in there are not doing CRT. They refuse to allow it in the schools. But that's only in the rural areas of Wisconsin and the big major liberal cities. So, your kid is trans because we say he is, and you know, you don't have any say in it as a parent. It's still going on. Okay, but parents should be showing up to these school boards and physically removing these people from the school boards. Literally go up there. I don't care if the cops are there or not. Drag them out and say, you are no longer on this damn school board if this is what you're going to be indoctrinating my kids with.
Yeah.
Okay. We have people who are showing up at Supreme Court justices' houses to protest, which by the way, is illegal to do.
Right. Right.
But they're not getting in any trouble. They're not held accountable either. Nobody on the communist side of the argument is ever being – they have Antifa burning down cities, and there's a –
Who went to jail? I don't know anybody who went to jail. But they went into parts of Chicago. They burned the stores. In Beverly Hills, they were pounding that with hammers, and nobody went to jail. I'm like, what, are you kidding me?
Well, here's the thing. There's a Antifa goes in and burns down cities. Kamala Harris supported the idea, and she still does, as far as I know. You know, by the way, this is the Vice President of the United States. Supports this fund that has a bunch of money to bail these people out of prison. You know, bail them out of jail. After they went and burned up police cars and burned up storefronts and people's houses, you know, whatever it was. Yet Kamala Harris is still the Vice President of the United States. I tell you, I swear to God, I am fucking sick of these people.
Yeah,
I am absolutely at an end with them.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I have to go through through a healthcare system that takes me over a month to be seen for anything. Okay. And then they say, well, you know, you didn't cross your I or dot your T. So we have to start you all the way from square one again and say, you're the assholes who moved me from one to the other. So you go, well, you know, you didn't do that. Always trying to put the onus on you. It's like, you know, screw your healthcare system then. You know, I have to use it. I don't have a choice on the matter. But it's absolutely ridiculous. Okay, our vets are being tossed into the streets to make way for illegal immigration in New York and whatever. You know, they're making more homeless vets. Like, we can't discriminate against the people who are undocumented. Yes, we can. Any politician who says otherwise should be dragged into the street and set on fire, period. Okay, I'm done. I've had enough of these assholes. I'm sick to death of these assholes in Washington, D.C., who come and pay us lip service once every election cycle and ignore us the rest of the time.
Well, I think that's why the forefathers put in the Constitution, if you do not have fair representation, then they cannot tax you. But that is not the case anymore because you have judges that are on the take and other powerful things, and they are not upholding the Constitution or the law.
No, the Constitution doesn't exist as far as these people are concerned.
My
congressman, Council on Foreign Relations member, well, that tells me everything I need to know about him.
Right.
And all he does is walk around going, you know, I was in the Marine Corps. It's like, yeah, and the Marine Corps is ashamed of you because I was in there too, and that doesn't impress me. All right? You know, if you're a jackass and you sold us out like he just did on this debt ceiling vote, you know, this last bill that, oh, we avoided the debt ceiling so everything's right. It's like, no, he voted in favor of it. He's an ass.
Kevin McCarthy's a prime example. He said, I'm not going to give any money to the IRS so they can't give guns to their people. Well, 85 or 86,000 people are getting guns. You totally lied. How can he still be this? How can he still be the guy talking to the cootie tall guy? I'm like, how?
He stood up and he went, you know, I stopped the IRS from getting 87,000 new agents. Yeah, but you made this compromise bill, which is no compromise. It was a Christmas present to the Democrat Communist Party. Okay, so they're not getting 87,000. They're getting 85,000 new IRS agents.
Yeah, it's the biggest.
It's like, come
on. Can you imagine the IRS agents are now going to be armed and they're going to shoot people. They're going to start killing people. This is maddening. And I don't understand. I heard Rand Paul was upset. I heard a few other the Republicans, but not enough. There just wasn't enough. But I don't see how this guy can be the guy because he lied and said he's not going to do it. And that's exactly what he did.
Until I start seeing people being walked into prison, and I'm talking about the D.C. crowd, nobody's held accountable. Nobody's going to be held accountable, and we may end up having to take it into our own hands. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back after the break.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the For Liberty Show. I am your host, Nick, here on Revolution Radio at revolution.radio, iTunes, Zeno.fm, TuneIn, Roku TV, and a whole bunch of others that I never remember because I never write them down. Be sure to go to the homepage, check out the chat room, go under the chat room window, hit that little join button, get yourself an account on Element, get into the Revolution Radio chat room, and start tossing ideas around with everybody in there. Argue with them, you know, make sense, make no sense, you know, do whatever it is you want to do. It's a free speech. Remember, we got that First Amendment thing that the government keeps ignoring. And check out the advertising section. If you got something for sale, pick up an advertising spot. If you see something that you like, pick it up too. I know that myself and Wendy like Extendivite. It's always a pretty good product. Either way, it helps keep us on the air. And as always, if you got some change burning a hole in your pocket, find it under the seat of your car, between the cushions of your couch, under your bed, or let's see what city I can pick on this time. If you find yourself having the misfortune of walking down the, let's say, the streets of St. Louis, okay, if you happen to be walking down St. Louis, please pick that thing up, dust it off, you know, disinfect it, burn it with a blowtorch, whatever you got to do to clean it up, then hit that donation button up at the top of the page and send it our way. We are 100% listener supported and need all the help we can get to keep us on the air. We don't get a gazillion dollars to basically lie to you like mainstream media does. And of course, in the second hour, I'm still joined by my compatriot in crime, who is still residing in the Constitution Free Zone known as the People's Republic of California, Miss Wendy Granada Forum. And I am about to bring in our other one, Mr. Mark Gonzalez, if he's available. Soon as I can find him on my list of contacts, which has grown really lengthy in a bunch of years that I've had it. I've even got dead people on my contact list. I still have Jordan Maxwell on my contact list.
There you go.
Yeah, that was a great, I was so great. It was so awesome meeting him at the Conscious Life Expo and doing the interviews with them.
Yeah, it was.
And people are still, I mean, I still see people putting up videos from him. I never even would have known. People that are around here that I know, they're like, oh, did you see what this guy Jordan Maxwell said? And I'm like, well, yeah, because I've met the guy. I know him. You know? And it's really funny to watch because their eyes bug out. You met this guy? It's like, well, yeah. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Yeah, I was so funny. I was looking at a number of things, getting back to this whole push to make every family transgender and every student
make every
gay or
family
lesbian
transgender.
Yeah, we're the trans family.
Oh my God! I don't think you can dig. Oh my Lord! Okay.
Yeah,
we're the trans Adams family.
Uncle Fester, I don't think was a trans. He was just not even human.
Me, that's
he
Aunt
put a light
Fester.
Bulb and it lit up. There you go.
That's Aunt Fester. Sir,
this is from the Daily Wire, and it was April 17, 23. It says, the UN-backed report suggests normalizing pedophilia and discrimination, decriminalizing all sexual activity. And it goes on, and it says here, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent may be consensual. In fact, if not in law, the Geneva-based ICJ wrote. Then it further goes on further. It says, authors of the report further advise lawyers, judges, and law enforcement to consider the rights and capacity of persons under 18 years of age to make decisions about engaging in consensual sexual conduct and their right to be heard in manners concerning them. It's so funny. It's just like this. It's like sexuality is the new world religion.
It is. Well, it has been for a while. And no, it's, and yeah, you know what? It's not sexuality. It has nothing to do with sexuality. It's all about sex.
It's a political agenda. You can't use your personal sex life as a political agenda. It just
essentially,
I don't know. Look at the press secretary for Biden.
Oh,
if
God.
That isn't using your sexual. Look at Rachel Levine and the HHS, Health and Human Services. You know,
yeah.
Look at that admiral who comes to his meetings in a dress and high heels.
That's a disgrace to call that guy an admiral. I'm sorry,
yeah.
What it is.
Oh,
you know, the fact that the medical community is a uniformed service. I don't know why they're a uniformed service, but they are. But to bestow upon them the rank, the military ranks, it drives me nuts. Okay, I'm an admiral because I had my weenie popped off. It's like, really? That's how you got your stars? Get the hell out of here. You know, most military outfits, you want to earn those stars, you better be damn good at your damn job, or you better know somebody.
Yeah, exactly. They know somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like George Bush Jr. being, you know, a fighter pilot that, you know, saved lives because he was such a good airman.
He was in the National Guard. You know, I'm not going to bust his balls for being in the National Guard, but I'm not going to call him a hero either.
Well, remember when he landed on that aircraft carrier, and he was a passenger on one of the fighter jets.
Yeah. Yep.
In memorial to his service as a fighter pilot who was in the whatever the reserves or whatever, but he never, you know, did a day.
Oh, he's a National Guard.
Life.
It wasn't always
never
National Guardsman.
Okay, National Guard, and they made him look like he was some war hero. You know, just ridiculous. But here's the deal about the UN. Listen what it says here from the Daily Wire: wrapped inside human rights-based analysis of the impact of criminal laws proscribing sexual and reproductive health rights, consensual, and when you think about reproductive health rights. Think about AB 2223, okay? Consensual sexual activity, gender ideology, and the International Committee of Jurists, the ICJ, UNAIDS, and the Office of High Commissioner for Human Rights published a report which calls for offenses related to sex, drug use, HIV, sexual and reproductive health, homelessness, and poverty be decriminalized, excuse me.
Yeah.
What's interesting about this is they lump all these other categories in here to look like they're really human rights issues. Well, you know what? Reproductive killing rights, consensual sexual activities with three-year-olds, you know, that's just not going to cut it, and it's not right, and yet the UN wants to push this.
And our government is signing on to like agreements with the UN to be able to do it too. And they're putting it as like over our Constitution. But if you read the Constitution in the United States, nothing can supersede the Constitution. But they're saying that nope, it does. It's like that's not how it works.
Yeah, well, I think most of the people that are in our Congress, in our Senate, with the exception of people like Josh Hawley and some others, most of them are working to destroy this country.
Oh, yeah. Of course they are. Right. Yeah, you're not going to get an argument. I've been making that argument for the last hour.
Yeah. Okay, the report, get this, the report took over 5 years to develop based on the findings of feedback and reviews from jurists, academics, legal practitioners, human rights defenders, and various civil society organizations. We should not pay attention to any of them, and we should try to get rid of all of those ones. Those are the perpetrators, the academics, the jurists, the legal practitioners, the human rights defenders, and the civil society organizations like the comes to mind ACLU, right? You know, why doesn't the UN call for prayer in school? Why doesn't the UN call for, the United States government call for having the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of class in every school, right? Why aren't they doing that? No, they want to make sure
everyone
knows.
Well, don't they say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag anymore?
No.
Nope.
Some do. Some do.
Yeah,
but
probably in North Dakota they do.
Well, remember what that one teacher did, the one in California that got fired when they would get up to say the Pledge of Allegiance and all of that. She didn't have a U.S. flag in her classroom. And one of the students asked her, well, if we say the pledge, what am I supposed to be pledging allegiance to? And she goes, well, if you really want one, you can say Pledge Allegiance to that flag. She was laughing about this, by the way. And she was pointing to the gay trans pride flag, whatever it was on the wall. And that made...
She got fired.
Yeah, she got fired for that one, too. I wish we could fire more teachers for simple stuff like that. Okay?
Well, we can. Just more parents have to speak up.
I think parents have to be taking their kids out of school.
Yeah, that right? too. If they're not going to do what the parents, obviously want done to protect their kids, yeah, take your kid out of school,
Start homeschool.
As the fail-safe mechanism. But what's interesting about, what they said on the Daily Wire, too, is think about it. They only give one day for memorial for all the soldiers that gave their life. And
yeah.
They give a whole month for the tranny movement.
Yeah, go figure.
Oh, God. Guys, this is like this has gone way too far. It's so out of control. It's not 2 + 2 = 4. These people came up with, I don't know, 99.
No.
I don't know what to tell you, but...
2 + 2 yeah. equals koala bear because my feelings.
Koala bear. Okay.
Hey, don't make fun of my feelings, man. Otherwise, you're feeling phobic or whatever it is. something. But the thing is we've got to start really, again, going back to like what I was saying in the first hour, we've got to start taking charge away from these people that are screwing everything up.
Yeah.
The way that they are. I mean, we can't put up with this anymore.
No.
Yeah, we've got to take away their power as well.
They don't really, when you think about it, they don't really have any to begin with, except that we allow it to happen. And that's the problem, is that we're allowing it to happen. And we need to stop allowing that. We need to stop allowing any of this bull, not just the LGBTQRSWXYZ thing, but everything else too. All when our government, our congressmen and our senators say, "Oh, we are holding people accountable," it's like, "Well, okay, I'm going to put your feet to the fire, and if you don't do it, then number one, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure you don't have a damn job anymore." Okay, and if that don't work, well, then I'm gonna use the Snake Plissken method to get you out of office. You know, whatever it takes. We can't, our country is not going to survive this if we keep pussyfooting around it, if we keep tiptoeing around the issues. Oh, well, but they might call me racist or transphobic. Who gives a shit? Who cares? Yeah, just, you know, when they use that, you just go, yeah, and what are you going to do about it?
You know what? Well, if anyone ever calls me transphobic, I would respond that I am not transphobic. I just have a moral compass, which you lack in spades. So, you know, that's what I would tell someone like that. You know, because people are afraid to have a moral compass. They're afraid they're not going to fit in. They're afraid they're not going to, you know.
Oh, I still give
up. I just say, hey, man,
so
I'm not part of your New World Order, man. You got, I'm not part of your Nazism. You got to go somewhere else, dude.
It was really, yeah. It was really funny one time. I went down to downtown Los Angeles. They were having some big feminist march. This was, God, I don't even remember how many years ago this was. It was before the whole Trump thing took off and all of that. So I'm the only guy down there, and all I'm doing is asking people. You know, I got my camera out and everything, and all I'm doing is asking people. It's like, so. Oh, no, it was actually, I think it was right at the very beginning of Donald Trump, because I had to ask people what they thought about Donald Trump. And, oh, he's a piece of shit. Why? And they couldn't answer. There were people running over to me saying, don't talk to him because, you know, he's not one of us and whatever. It's just like, you know, you guys can't answer a question. I don't care what these people think about me. See, that's the whole thing that people got to get over. If they don't like you anyway, what do you care what they think about you? Seriously.
I don't. I'll tell you something. It's just, like I said, I think 2 + 2 = 4, but these people have come up with, you know, 99 now. It's just unreal.
Yeah, well, you know what? I pulled it because I wasn't, you know, much to my embarrassment, I wasn't aware they have been pushing this at the level of the White House for a minimum of 10 years. It's probably longer if I can find stuff 10 years ago. But I got a clip of two sisters who have two moms as parents at the White House, and everybody's clapping when they're talking about homosexual couples and the parents are lesbians.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This has been going on for a while.
I mean, that blows me away, and it's in the White House. And then I saw a clip today, I think it's from today. Let me see what it was. Oh, this was USA Today. It was also 11 months ago. But it's at the White House. And unbelievable. I can't believe this. But after all that conversation we had with Sean last Friday, there's an actual trans LGBTQ flag, the one with all the colors, and then the one with the freaking brown and black triangle shape in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the same wall as the American flag, the flag in Washington, D.C., and all that stuff in a White House environment. And they got it right up next to the American flags as well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And it's, what's funny is everybody's just looking clueless in the whole crowd. Like, oh, isn't this wonderful?
There's a bunch of sheeple, basically.
Yeah, but what's sad is I read something in the Brave New World book, right? And it really nailed what's going on. It said, look, when you have leaders that are teaching people things about family or religion or something important, right? You can induce the individual to act as an individual. But when you get crowd think or mass think, where everyone is in a big mass, a group of people,
and
you get them, they no longer have an individual identity. They identify with the masses.
Yeah. See, that was always the weird
get along.
That was always kind of the weird thing with me. I never had that, which was probably why I didn't get along with a whole lot of people. I was never one to go along with the crowd. Oh, we all have to be like this. It's like, well, I want to go do this instead. I always kind of had my own viewpoint on stuff, and I didn't push it on everybody else, but at the same time, it was just like, I'm not going to go along with you just because you got more people on board with you than I do. It's like, I don't care. I think that used to piss people off more than anything else, is the fact that I wouldn't go along with what the bigger crowd was doing. It's like how come you're not one of us? It's like, because I don't give a shit about you, okay? What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I think that goes for Wendy and myself as well. For me, the light really came on during the first Iraq War, and when we had a real Christian Pope, Pope John Paul, the Polish Pope.
Yeah.
So he was a real Christian, and he kept saying, there's no reason for us to go to war. There's no reason to go to war. Yeah. And then I went to Scott Ritter's. I went to Scott Ritter's lecture here in Pasadena during the same time period. And he said, there's absolutely no weapons of mass destruction there. He goes, well, we're going to go to war there anyway, because they want to have a war with Iraq. Yeah. And the one thing that I understood at that point is that reality that people see is usually not the reality of what's really going on. And that would really describe what's going on with this LGBTQ trans movement.
Well,
because there's very few people that are really into it, but all the people that are being exposed to it are afraid to speak up about it because
they need to start. They need to not keep their mouths shut anymore. We can't afford it. And see, that was what, like you said, that like we don't go along with the crowd. And I remember when I met Wendy the first time. That was when I was in the Republican Party in L.A. And she came up to me. We were at some joint council meetings, and she's like, "You got to come on the radio with me." It's like, "Oh, okay." But it was when I started looking into the Granada Forum and all the rest of it, and I saw Wendy was doing this, and this is how I know Wendy was on the up and up. Wendy was doing this when everything, if you watch the old Granada Forum videos, when she had Ted Gunderson speak, when she had Kathy O'Brien, when she had Deagle, when she had Jordan Maxwell, all the rest of them, she was doing this when everything that she was doing was could be labeled conspiracy theory. And that was and it was still heavy at that point. You got labeled conspiracy theorist, nobody would believe you. She was doing it back then. And I was just like, okay, well, I'm on board. And now that's when I got hooked up with the Granada Forum and all of that. And it's like, and I knew she was on the up and up, and wasn't going along with the crowd. Just like, I always never did either. And I'm pretty sure, Mark, you don't either. Because we have this thing, it's called critical thinking ability, and it's really kind of weird to have it when nobody else does. Because they always look at you like you're the weird one.
Well, and then there's also what I call linguistic gymnastics, which is used all the time. And that's bending words to match their own personal agenda in a narrative.
Yeah.
So, for instance, on abortion, they call it health care. They call it reproductive rights. No, it isn't. It's murder. But they call it something else.
Reproductive health. Yeah.
Yeah, reproductive rights and reproductive health and a woman's right to choose, right? But they would never say it's a woman's right to murder her child.
Let me ask you this, though. If I came up to you and I was wearing a white lab coat and I ripped your arms off, would you call that health care?
What I would do is I would call it modern day healthcare.
If I took a giant pair of tweezers and crushed your head, would you call that healthcare?
No, but when they do that to little babies, they call it healthcare.
Yeah, exactly.
When they inject their skulls with saline and burn their brains and then deliver the baby so it dies, yeah, that's healthcare.
Yeah.
So that's a misnomer. When they say that a person is non-binary, that's just a total lie.
Binary.
How can you not be male or female?
The kid was born with a name. There was no such thing as binary.
Well, here's the thing, though. Even when it comes to intersex, which does exist, I mean, it's an anomaly, but it does exist. The thing is, it's still based on XX and XY chromosomes. Okay, there isn't a third. There's no Z chromosome out there. Okay, you cannot be more than one of the two genders that exist. And yet they're trying to tell everybody that there's 57 or 60 million or whatever the hell amount of genders that there is.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll tell you this. They have come up with so many different genders, right? And then they said, well, what's cisgender, right? Well, cisgender is just another word for a heterosexual person. But
yeah,
they want to confuse people even more with all this terminology, right? People get
You know what the other name for that is? You know what the other name for that is? It's called normal.
Yeah, normal. But see, normal is no longer normal. Right?
God.
When you say, "Yeah, I believe in Jesus Christ," that's evil. Oh, when Satan respects pronouns, oh, that's good. Right? So That's where we're at. The moral compass is so far south that people can't even see reality anymore.
Well, again,
they
can't
even see the truth anymore.
This is what we were going over in the first hour of the show, is that we have been like taken way off course from what we are founded as a country. By the way, a very prosperous country, okay, a very well-adjusted country, and we got taken over, these communists and these globalists have screwed everything up. And the people that are doing it, for God knows what reason, keep getting back into office. And we kind of figured it out now because they've rigged the election system, so our votes don't really count for dick anymore. But, you know.
Yeah, look at Newsom. I mean, that is the biggest fraud.
Dear God,
that we lost the recall. You know,
you probably really didn't. I don't really think you did in California. I don't think you lost that recall. I think that was completely a scam. Just like when they tried to recall District Attorney Gascon in Los Angeles County.
I didn't think he recalled.
Well, here's the thing. They didn't even get to the recall vote because they dismissed just enough signatures that they couldn't go through with it.
Right.
Imagine that, right?
Yeah, it's the corruption. The corruption is just beyond words now.
Who's going to jail?
Yeah.
Who's going to jail? How many of these people have you seen going to jail yet? Okay, I'm not going to be satisfied until I see somebody behind bars wearing prison stripes, making big rocks into little rocks, or swinging from a noose. I don't care how they want to do it. But these people who are undermining this country, you know, and the other countries, you know, Canada, Mexico, Europe, you know, whatever they want to do over there, they got to take care of themselves. We can't do everything for everybody. We got to take care of ourselves first. But until that happens, until these people start literally getting held accountable, not just like, yeah, oh, we're doing it because we put on a dog and pony show. No, that's not good enough. Okay, I want these people gone. I don't want them in office. I want them ineligible to ever hold office ever again. Okay, and if they committed anything that could even be borderline treason, they need to suffer the penalty of treason. Oh, by the way, what does the Constitution say that is? Oh, yeah, death.
Yep.
Okay, period. I don't have any sympathy for these ass bags anymore. None, zero, nada. I'm tired of them screwing the country up.
Well,
I'm tired of them messing with the kids so that the next generation comes up isn't going to be able to find their ass from their elbow. You know?
Yeah.
You know? whatever it is. They're just playing this stupid mind game. We used to be like, people used to revere us. People would come over from Europe to study America. Okay, Tocqueville wrote books about America. We were the envy of the entire planet because we had so much freedom and liberty. And look at us now. We are a damn laughingstock.
Yep. It was, 2008. I went out to Nebraska to see a guy named Dr. Manhart. And he said that back then that the world used to look to our legal system as the example on how to operate in their country, a legal system.
Yeah.
He goes, but it is the legal system back then in 2008, 15 years ago, he said it's so corrupt that nobody even bothers looking at us anymore. But I had a few names I want to name here that there were good friends with our good friend Jeffrey Epstein, the guy who was responsible for the Lolita Express. The one person I can't believe, he may associate with him, but it's hard for me to believe he went to his island, was Donald Trump. Bill Clinton, very easy to believe. Kevin Spacey, very easy to believe. Chris Tucker, Bill Gates, Prince Andrew. Robert Kennedy Jr., I would have to verify that one. Violinist Isaac Perlman, Senator John Glenn, and former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell. But I'm sure that there are more. I know that Alan Dershowitz was on the list. And I also know that there were several people in the FBI and the DOJ that went to Epstein Island.
Okay, now, here's the other thing. How come that client list has never been released? How come Ghislaine Maxwell's book, a little client book, has never been made public?
Because it would probably name most of the prominent people in government and in law and the judicial system.
Remember what happened with the Washington, D.C. madam? I don't know if you remember her. She got popped, and she was about to go to trial or whatever it was. And she said, yeah, I'll give it all up. I'll tell you everybody who's on it. And she wound up dead before they could ever even view her book as evidence. Oh, and by the way, that little book disappeared too. Shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very shocking.
I think the only reason Ghislaine Maxwell is still alive is because she hasn't released that book, and she probably has it on a dead man's sweatshirt.
Yeah, and probably, if she did, she would mysteriously hang herself,
the cameras would suddenly stop working in her jail cell, and
the guards would be asleep.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, I just went for some coffee, so I don't understand what happened. How could she die?
But it's crazy, man. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, where we're at in this point in history, it just blows my mind that people are so brainwashed, so gullible, and so weak-minded. You know, it's to me, it makes me long for, like, you know, when you had people like Clark Gable said, you know, I don't pose for pictures because that's for sissies. You know, he was not into the selfie crap and all that stuff, right? But everywhere you turn, people are in love with themselves and their cell phones, and you know, there's all this freaking narcissism going on.
You can see that with the amount of people, and I get it. It's not probably everybody by any stretch of the imagination. It's probably like a very small percentage of the population. But these people go online and they shoot these videos of themselves with some of the most horrendous plastic surgery you've ever seen. And they're like, don't I look good? It's like, no. Jesus Christ. It looked like the inflatable doll sprung a leak and it all went into the lips or something. Or, you know, or like Greg Giraldo once said, what did you do, blow a beehive or something? It's like, what the hell? You know?
Yeah,
I mean, come on. It's like, you know, people do the most hideous things to themselves. By the way, and on that topic, we already know what the worst one is. And they have to, and then they go and say, don't I look good? No, you really don't, dude. Like Admiral Richard Levine there. Yeah, I look pretty. No, I hate to tell you, dude, you fat, dumpy-looking mother effer. No, you don't.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this much. I was looking at one of the books that they have for 10-year-olds called It's Perfectly Normal. And it describes every kind of sexual act you can have for kids to know about, right?
Bisexual, is this in the school district they're giving this to 10-year-olds?
Yep.
This, well, and you know, listen to me. This is where you pull your kid. Listen, this is where you pull your kid.
Yeah. You know what's funny is whatever happened to just telling kids about abstinence, right?
Oh, no, you can't do that. Because
right? Why don't you wait? Why don't you not get these social diseases, sexual diseases, and wait for the right person and then find out what it's all about?
Never used to talk about stuff like this. Well, even a tenth of it until you were gotten to high school. I mean, I'm talking high school, junior high, elementary school. They never talked about. They only talked about brushing your teeth and stuff like that. They never got into some sexual thing. Are you kidding me?
We never talked about that when I was in high school. Okay. I went to a Catholic high school, so I don't think the nuns were going to be all over it anyway. But
right.
I didn't even get into this stuff until I went to college, and it was a required course. I had no choice but to take it. It was a health class. This guy had, I was like going, we're making macaroni pictures of penises and vaginas. Are you kidding me? This is part of our class. This is a health class? Are you kidding me? literally, glue and macaroni, making a macaroni picture penis. And it was like, and I'm standing there next to these two 19, 20-year-old girls making a macaroni picture penis. And I'm like, this is probably one of the most uncomfortable positions I have ever been in my life. Okay? It's like, seriously. I wanted to go up and belt the professor. I don't know if he's still working there or not. I have no idea. But I wanted to go up and smack him and say, are you like out of your damn mind?
Oh, my Lord. I had a health class, but my one was a lady, and she never had macaroni.
That's what the guy did. This was, that was like our final project, and it's just like, this is like the most infantile shit I've ever seen. This is a college course? You got to be kidding me. If I didn't have to take the course, I wouldn't have done it. But it was required for graduation, and I was just like, this is the most ridiculous damn thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but getting back to the book, It's Perfectly Normal for 10-year-olds, I'm just going to go through a few of the categories.
Teach
10-year-olds about abortion. They actually have a little bit on abstinence. Then they have another section on anal intercourse.
Okay.
Of course, 10-year-olds need to know about anal intercourse. Okay,
So.
They got to learn about, guess what else? Contraceptives, condoms at age 10. Now you wonder why kids, and then they say, oh, don't have sex because you could get someone pregnant, and then they're teaching them all this crap, right? Oh, that's terrible. Go to Planned Parenthood. You're too young for that. Then they're teaching kids about, that are 10 years old, mind you, about erections, about ejaculation, about gay, homosexual, and lesbians, about gender identity. This is written for 10-year-olds, right?
Meanwhile, these are the same kids that are going to college trying to get an engineering degree, and they can't even do seventh grade math, okay?
Imagine all these categories for sex. If they were for stuff like science, if they were stuff for like spelling, if they were stuff for like learning a foreign language, right? They had this much devotion. Look at this. Gonorrhea, right, telling kids about gonorrhea when they're 10 years old. I mean, they want to just ride their bike and go to the beach and do things like that. Or
listen,
go to the woods.
This is why the kids can't read. This is why the kids can't do math. This is why the kids just are walking around zombie. Anybody didn't have money to send my kid to private school, my kid would not be in that school because I wouldn't allow my kid to learn. And I would tell that to the principal, you know, outright and say, look, I will homeschool my kid rather than you teach him Nazi and sadistic, sexual, perverted. Are you kidding me?
This is why we
porno.
This is why we need to get rid of the Department of Education and get the federal money out of it. Period.
And we got to get rid of. We also got to get rid of the Health and Human Services Department as well, and the NIH as well, and the CDC and the FDA. Get rid of them all.
Yeah.
Because they're all promoting this. They're all promoting this.
Yeah.
You know, here's a couple more little tidbits. LGBTQ for 10-year-olds, queers, masturbation, pangender. Pansexual. This is all for 10 years old, right? Pornography. How it's good for your sex life.
your 10-year-old goes, like your 10-year-old goes, hey, Dad, I want you to know I just got a sex life. And you'd be like, what are you talking about?
Even worse than that, when I saw Duke Pesta a couple of weeks ago at that meeting that we had. And it was stuff that I had seen already before, but apparently a lot of the people that were there were shocked by it. They have the books in K-12 schools where they have a kid. It's not actual pictures. You know, it's just like drawings and stuff like you would see when you were growing up reading like Winnie the Pooh and stuff like that. But they had depictions of some kid giving oral sex to his adult teacher.
Okay, yeah, I won't go there.
That's what they're putting in schools.
Right.
And they're saying it's not pornography. This is just sexual expression. No, it's porn.
It's porn.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
This
is also the It's Perfectly Normal book. It also has a section on opioids, organs, orgasm, and oral intercourse. In other words, oral sex for 10 years old.
I bet Kamala Harris wrote that part.
Yeah. This is beyond words.
No, this is what they're doing, though. They're deliberately stupefying the kids in America. They're not teaching them anything at all.
Right.
And they're trying to make them all into these, like, trans whatever, you know, I feel like today or
just,
whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
but they're not teaching them anything. They are dumbing the, you know, Idiocracy.
I disagree with you.
Documentary.
They are teaching them a lot. They're teaching them how to be the most ungodly human beings there can be. They're teaching them the most explicit sexual acts you can do. They're teaching them that they don't need to have anybody for parents because the school is their parents. They're teaching them plenty.
They're not teaching them an education.
They're teaching them that the
state is God. That's what they're teaching them.
Yeah, and the state is their parents, and the state is the people that are there to help them, right?
Don't listen to what I said. They're not teaching them that the state is their parents. They're teaching them that the state is God.
Yeah.
Period. That's what they're
agreed.
Going. That's what Yuval Harari was saying. We are gods now.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff, and that I guess us on the lower levels of humanity are supposed to look up to them.
And worship
at the feet of Yuval Harari and Klaus Schwab. You know, that's never going to happen. I hate to break the news to them.
Yeah, well, we need to put Yuval's picture next to Jane Fonda's in the VFW's urinal where it belongs.
God, and I really want at this point, you know, every time I see these school board meetings, every time I see these deep state people going out on any kind of like a book tour or giving a press conference in Washington, D.C. or whatever, I want people to stand up and basically say, you're effing fired. Okay, we're done with you. Okay, and on top of that, you're going to prison because now you pervert. You're after the kids. You don't.
Well, I don't understand
kids.
this book. What a 10-year-old needs to learn, or whatever it's called. This is total porn. You can't even.
No, it's grooming. It's even beyond.
Yeah. Wait. The police will arrest you for this because you can't even. If you can't even go to a minor's and have a minor show up, they do sting operations. This is the same damn thing.
Yeah, remember what was that? To catch a predator. Remember that?
Yeah. And they'd say, hey, do you want to come over? And then the kid would come over, and then the guy says, I didn't know the person was underage. Well, this is you can't just sit there and tell me they're giving this to a 10-year-old in the school. That's how you get arrested.
Here's how I think it should be handled. There was a news clip that was out, and this is going way back. This is like 30, 35, maybe 40 years ago, where some guy got convicted of molesting a kid. Okay? So he was being – I don't know if he's being extradited or whatever it was, but he was being walked through the courtroom. The girl's – I think it was a young girl that got molested. The girl's father was there. Nobody even was paying attention to him because he was pretending like he was talking on a payphone. In case anybody doesn't remember, those were the phones that used to hang on the walls that you had to put money into to talk to people.
That were perfectly safe to use.
Yeah. So he was in there, like, talking on the phone. They were walking this guy through the hallway in the courtroom. And this took about 3 seconds. The guy got off the phone, walked up to the guy, and shot him in the head. Okay?
What happened to him?
The father got let go under the temporary insanity.
Right.
So, I mean, and to me, I was just like, that dad needs a medal, okay? That guy needs a medal. But I don't care if you have to make one up for him. Just give him a medal for doing that.
Or a Purple Heart or something.
Not the Purple Heart. Come on, don't. But give him a medal for being like a hero dad, you know, taking out the trash, you know, after they took care, you know, after this guy, like, molested his kid. How come, you know, and now instead of parents standing up for their kids being molested in the schools, they're like, okay, so my kid is now transgender. Now what am I supposed to do? This has got to stop. We have got to start taking out the trash.
Well, the brainwashed people that are saying, oh, my 5-year-old told me she's non-binary. That's bullshit.
My 5-year-old. Oh, God. Listen. Oh, my God.
You got to remember that National Transgender Organization, they are, like, really the worst. And what I was going to say about them is that they are actually interviewing people in their own homes and the parents grooming their kids to be transgender.
Oh, I know. That's even worse, though. They had, remember that big fight they had with this guy and his ex-wife? And the wife was saying that she was dressing up her son like a little girl. And when the kid would go stay with the dad, he was just like a normal little boy, whatever. And the dad was fighting, saying, like, you cannot transition my son. But the courts were going along with the mom.
Right.
It was just like, what the hell?
Most of the courts are satanic.
Yeah.
You know? So you got to remember, and a lot of really high-profile judges and attorneys are members of the Epstein crowd, okay?
Well, look at the district attorney in Los Angeles County. Look at what he's doing. He's letting people back out on the streets who have no business being out there, and basically prosecuting people who are defending themselves.
Yeah, and there was two women who reported some looters, and their employer fired them for reporting the looters.
Yeah, I remember that.
That is nuts. So you're saying, like, I'm thinking, well, okay, someone comes into, like, Koreatown and tries to rip them off. I don't think that'll happen because those Koreans do not buy this, you know, rip off my store stuff.
Yeah, and remember what happened during the riots?
Yeah, they've all pulled out their freaking rifles.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, welcome aboard. But it's funny because I just listened to a new song, and everybody should listen to it. It's by Jason Aldean. He says the chorus is, try doing that in a small town. And he mentions,
you're not going to get away with it.
That you try doing this crap to our kids, you try ripping off our stores, you try doing that in a small town and see what the homeboys do to
you.
Well,
here's my, I can tell you this. This is from personal experience. I'm armed. Maybe not all the time, but you'll never know. And I know for a fact that a lot of the people around here are armed as well. You try pulling some of that crap around here, you're pretty much going to, it's a death sentence to you.
Yeah. Because everybody's on the same wavelength in these small towns.
Believe me, on this one too, the sheriff that we have, he's on board with it. He doesn't have an issue with it.
Yeah, you know, you have Antifa come and start looting and burning your bank or something.
Well, put it like this. They had a couple of guys who went after my cousin's 3-year-old daughter. They were going to steal the stuff. They were in a convenience store, and they were going to take stuff out of her hands and steal it from her. And all it took was him to pull his jacket aside and show that he was armed to back him off. And our sheriff was just like, well, that's good. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Period. You know, and that's how it works. You know, and what
does
it
mean? If you're in L.A., people are
going to
do that.
Oh, if you're in L.A., you're screwed.
You know, the criminals will have the guns.
How come you didn't let those people, those oppressed people attack your white privileged daughter? You know, that would have been the argument. By
yeah,
the way,
well, look at what happened with that tranny, the Christian school. The trannies came out and said, oh, you know, people are transphobic, and look at how they're hating on us, you know. It's sad that this girl was so messed up she went and did a heinous act, but, you know, it's not her fault. Everybody's transphobic. Everybody's hating on us, that kind of thing. Feel sorry for her after she shot a bunch of kids and killed them. I mean, that's nuts.
Screw them.
You know, so that's what we got to deal with, but it's a tricky road to navigate.
But here's the thing. They stopped calling that whole thing a mental issue to begin with, and yet it has probably in that community has the highest rate of suicide among anybody, period. I don't care who it is. Percentage-wise, you know, if you want to break it down into categories, trans people have, like, that's the highest rate of suicide. And it's not because they're oppressed or beaten down or whatever. It's because they have mental problems.
Yeah, prior to 1971, it was considered a mental illness. It was treatable.
Yeah, and yet we still have these idiot politicians out there trying to score brownie points with 0.03% of the population, you know, acting like all high and mighty, pretending they're better than you. And it's like, you know what? You don't need to be in office if this is what you're going to do. If you're going to cater to mentally ill, you don't need to be in office. Okay? Because I can't even imagine the kind of damage you're going to do to something else if you can't figure out what mental illness is.
Yeah. Well, get this. This was. Let me see. This was 2 hours ago that the boycotts against all these gay pride logos and exhibits, a lot of people that are boycotting, it's starting to have effect on the people that are promoting it and the companies that are promoting it.
Yeah.
But there's a person who formed a thing called Protect Texas Kids, and the founder is Kelly Nieder, and she is going after the LGBTQ mafia and is promoting boycott by any companies that are promoting it.
Good.
It says, recently while protesting a kid-friendly drag show in Dallas, Kelly was threatened and told she was going to be shot in the head. Apparently, the vast majority of people, and even some on the left, do not believe that children should attend drag shows. No, get a clue.
Shocking.
However,
shocking, isn't it?
However, leftists still attended the drag show with kids present, which means they are not truly against it. This is about normalizing the sexualization of children and older men grooming young children as yeah. well. I would say older men and women, because older men and women are supporting it. The Dallas police, who were protecting and enabling this event to take place, had rainbow patches on their uniforms. Even small towns and so-called churches in Texas are celebrating the Pagan Pride Month. The number one excuse as why more people won't get involved and show up to protest this perversion is fear of losing their job from a woke company. How true. They'd rather let their kids get molested and indoctrinated every devious type of sexual activity.
I mean, seriously, that not for nothing. I mean, I know because, you know, this whole trans thing just exploded in the last couple of years. But what happened? I mean, are people not putting these dots together? When the whole COVID thing started back in 2020, early 2020, okay, it seems like to me that the entire country, the entire planet, just had this like global mental breakdown. They had a nervous breakdown on a global scale, and nobody's been able to get themselves right again.
Well, I got a quick abbreviation for what happened to everybody.
Yeah,
it's called SOS. Stuck on stupid. Or else stupid on steroids, one or the other. Okay? So people don't want to think, because then it's going to have to go against the narrative, and then it might jeopardize their livelihood one way or another, you know, at one certain point or another. You know, too afraid to speak up at school meetings, too afraid to speak up at their work, too afraid to speak up even at church.
Okay? I know. Isn't that sad? You can't even speak up at your own church.
Yeah. So for me, I have no problem speaking up. I mean, I get some people pissed off, but, you know, hey.
Who cares?
That's the way it goes. But I noticed this. Because I have beers occasionally with the guys at the VFW where I live in Redondo, and almost all of them are on the same page as I am when it comes to this crap.
Yeah. But the problem here, but here's the thing. Are they speaking out about it?
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are in the capacity that they feel. I'm not sure if they do it in the capacity where they're uncomfortable, but the point is, at least they're talking about it, which to me is good, because those are also guys that are trained to take action too.
All right. Anyway, we're out of time. Thanks for Mark and Wendy for coming on for tonight for the For Liberty Show. We will see you Friday night on the Granada Forum, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And remember, if you can't be good, be bad. Bye, everybody.
All right, God bless everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Fripp Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Riffs, I think, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in to